If my children died, I couldn't go on living. Is it true? This is a thought that most people can relate to, even if they don't have children. The automatic response for many parents, especially parents of young children, is, yes, of course it's true. If my child died, I wouldn't be able to bear it. What are the related thoughts that might block you from finding a genuine answer, or from even questioning that thought? Here's one you might have. I'd be a traitor to my children if I even considered that I could go on living without them. It would mean that I don't really love them. This thought is, of course, completely insane, but that never stopped anyone from believing it. The craziness is easier to see when the thought is rephrased more simply. If I don't live in fear of losing my children, it means that I don't love them. Or, if I don't suffer, it means that I don't care. And sometimes the mind goes even further. Like superstitious cavemen, people may believe, if I allowed myself to think I could survive something terrible, that terrible event would happen. Thoughts like this do have power, but their power is of a different kind. The next question reveals precisely what effect they have. How do you react when you believe that thought? How do you live when you believe that if your children died, you couldn't go on living? How do you treat your children when you believe that thought? You probably restrict them and try to keep them safe in ways that may not be healthy for them. You also treat them as if your life depended on them, because according to that thought, it does. This means that you treat your children as if they existed for your sake. Sweetheart, don't run into the street, because I don't think I could go on living if you died. When you act like this, what are you teaching them? That the world is a frightening place and that something terrible may happen at any moment. You're also teaching them that it's their job to keep you alive and that they're responsible for you. And how do you treat yourself when you believe that thought? You fill your mind with fear and worry. You constrict your heart. You impose upon yourself an imagined future of sheer pain. You are never just present with yourself because your thoughts can't leave your children alone. Who would you be without that thought? Who would you be as a loving parent raising your children if you were incapable of even thinking the thought, if my children died, I couldn't go on living? Take your time with this question. Feel the effect of taking terror out of your relationship with your children. It leaves you with love. It leaves you showing your children how to cross the street confidently, intelligently, how to take good care of themselves for their own sake, not yours. Following your example, they might come to see that if someone they love died, they would make it. They'd be just fine. Turn the thought around. If my children died, I could go on living. Don't be half-hearted here. Ask yourself to imagine what you think is unimaginable. The life you could lead without your children. Be a traitor to misery and find some advantages to that life. There's nothing macabre about this. The point is to break the grip of a fearful belief. Find three ways in which your life would be better without your children. The move here is a powerful, all-purpose lifesaver. Whenever you think you couldn't bear something, find three proofs that you could in reality bear it. It doesn't matter if these three ways seem silly, as long as they are genuine. I could have the first shower in the morning. I could go to the movies and not hire a sitter. I could become the school teacher I always wanted for them. You may think that these reasons are ridiculously light when balanced against having your children in your life, but you're not weighing one thing against the other. All you're doing here is meeting your terror with something more honest. If my children died, I could go on living. And then you can come back to reality in a new way. Imagine your child coming up to you and asking, "Mom, would you be okay without me?" Now you can look into his or her eyes and say, "I love you in my life, and I'd really miss you, and I would be fine." "Really, Mom? What would you do without me?" "Well, sweetheart, let me see. I wouldn't have to get up so early in the morning, and I'd have the first shower, and I could go out whenever I like. And the bottom line is, I love you in my life. Nothing can take you out of my heart, honey, ever." There's no fear there. You've learned, and they learn, that love doesn't mean fear.